This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. With the primary vote just 1 week away, most polls continue to show Dan Sullivan leading in the Republican contest for U.S. Senate. But a new negative ad is focused on his main Republican rival, Meade Treadwell. It says technology companies he founded are helping the government erode privacy. Treadwell calls the claim absurd. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Put Alaska First is an independent super PAC working to re-elect Democrat Mark Begich. It's spent nearly $4 million running ads against Republican challenger Dan Sullivan. The new ad takes a small swipe at Sullivan, but aims at Treadwell.
Meade Treadwell created a company that helped the government spy on people and launched another company that pushed a national ID card.
Treadwell says one of his companies created the technology behind Google Street View and vehicle-mounted cameras that helped the military map Iraq and Afghanistan. Treadwell says the company doesn't spy on Americans.
The only surveillance that I was ever aware of that any of our cameras did is some guy threw, actually two guys, threw at different times grenades or IEDs at the Humvee carrying our camera.
Another company he founded, called Digimark, makes identification cards, digital files, and currency harder to counterfeit. It has, according to Senate records, lobbied for Real ID, which critics charge is a national ID program. Treadwell says he served as an officer of Digimark for a year and later consulted for the company. He still owns shares worth up to $250,000, but he says he doesn't control what the company lobbies for. Treadwell, though, remains a director of another company he founded called Venture Ad Astra. Treadwell acknowledges that company asked for and got a $2 million federal earmark penned by Senator Lisa Murkowski in 2010, even though Treadwell has been a critic of earmarks. Treadwell says an earmark wasn't his first choice for funding. He says the company won a competitive bid from the Air Force Research Lab for technology to enhance GPS.
They came back to many of their contractors and said, we don't have enough money in our budget. If you encourage the Congress to fund our budget at the appropriate level, the contract will go forward.
Treadwell says the earmarking process that existed then forced companies like his into a disingenuous position. In Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.
A political action committee founded by former aides to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid provided the sole funding for a super PAC supporting Democratic Senator Mark Begich in July. Between July 1st and July 30th, Put Alaska First reported nearly $670,000 in contributions from the Senate Majority PAC. It ended the period with a negative balance of nearly $40,000. After months of compromise between the Anchorage Assembly and public employee unions, city voters may still end up deciding on a controversial labor law due to a mayoral veto. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan Monday struck down the substitute for Anchorage Ordinance 37, AO 37, which the mayor championed, prohibited the municipality's unions from striking, capped pay raises, and put limits on collective bargaining. The law was panned by labor, and a campaign to overturn it collected 20,000 signatures to get their referendum on the ballot. The ordinance that was passed last week was an effort to avoid that outcome, and it got rid of some elements of AO 37 that labor found unpopular. But the compromise only passed 7-4, one vote short of being able to override a mayoral veto. The assembly has the option of meeting tonight if they want to try securing the eighth necessary vote to reject the veto. If they cannot, AO 37 will remain law until the repeal question is put to voters in November. Mayor Sullivan, who is running for lieutenant governor, is expected to appear on the same ballot. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.